Just in time for the Christmas season, we have a special church bulletin insert for Issues Etc. and our sacred music station, Lutheran Public Radio. Just go to the support page at issuesetc.org, download, print, and make copies of the Christmas programming bulletin insert. The bulletin insert can be used for the weekends of December 21st and 28th. Talk radio and sacred music for the Christmas season, issuesetc.org, and click support.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. This headline appeared in the New York Times just yesterday. Islamist militants in Nigeria kidnap 185 in a deadly attack on a village and killed 35 people. This is out of Nigeria. This is one of those things that these kind of headlines are becoming more and more common. Joining us to talk about this story in the New York Times, Robert Spencer. He's a regular guest. He's director of Jihad Watch, and he is author of several books, including his latest, Arab Winter Comes to America, The Truth About the War We're In. Robert, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Thanks, Todd. Always good to be here.
Give us the details of this story out of Nigeria.
Well, it appears that it was Boko Haram again, which is the people say the name of this organization means Western education is sin. Actually, the official name of Boko Haram is not Western education is sin, which is what Boko Haram means. It is the congregation of the people of the Sunnah for Dawah and Jihad. The Sunnah is accepted Islamic practice, and Dawah is Islamic proselytizing. Now, you might think it's strange that a group that commits mass murder on a regular scale, on a regular basis, would call itself proselytizing. But, sorry, in reality, this is, in a certain sense, a kind of proselytizing, because what they consider themselves to be doing is striking terror into the hearts of the enemies of Allah, which is a Quranic imperative. That's in chapter 8, verse 60. And in killing these people, killing the children, and taking hostages, they are affirming that they are indeed to be feared, and that they are following out the Quranic imperatives to kill people who they consider to be unbelievers and to enslave them under certain circumstances.
What do you make of what appears to be the targeting of women and children? The vast majority of the people that were taken hostage and those killed were women and children.
Todd, it's a very unpleasant subject, but unfortunately it is true that the Quran in four separate places sanctions the taking of infidel women for use as sex slaves. Chapter 4, verse 3 allows Muslim men to have as many as four wives, as well as the so-called captives of the right hand, who are infidel women who have been captured. They're the spoils of war, as is specified in chapter 33, verse 50, and they are used in this way. The Boko Haram group has done this before, and here just they're very simply doing it again.
How would you describe, this is Nigeria, how would you describe the state of Islam on the continent of Africa in general? How would you characterize it?
Well, it's certainly on the advance. Right now, the Islamic supremacist and Islamic jihadist organizations in Africa and really everywhere in the world are confident and are marching forward, trying to advance as quickly as possible, as far as possible, to conquer and Islamize as much as possible. This is a religion and a worldwide movement in a great resurgence, such as something that we have not seen in centuries. And this is partly because of the Saudis and the billions of dollars that they have sunk into this project, as well as because of the instantaneous aspect of modern communications, such that they were able to overwhelm cultural forms of Islam that de-emphasized jihad and so on. And so everywhere now we see it resurgent and on the advance.
So part of the terrorist aim here on the part of Boko Haram is not only local, but in fact, because they are aware of the instantaneous nature of communication now, to terrorize whoever hears about these atrocities.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. On the one hand, they're able to propagate their understanding of Islam everywhere they want to with ease. And on the other hand, they are able to strike against those who dare to stand against them because they know how to find them. And so it's what we see here is a very modern jihad. It's based on ancient Islamic concepts, but people a lot of times they tend to assume that because jihadis are so dead set against the West that they must hate modern technology and modernity as if they were Amish with AK-47s. But actually, that's not the case. They have no trouble with modern technology and make quite sophisticated use of it for their jihad.
Now, I'm wondering, what's the end goal? Have they stated as in any way or form what the end goal of a group like Boko Haram is,
yes,
even in Nigeria? What are they aiming at?
Well, what they want is what they want everywhere, and that's an Islamic state ruled by Islamic law. And we see the Islamic State, so-called ISIS, establishing that in Iraq and Syria now, and setting out very specific laws, penal codes, and so on, all of which have their basis in Islamic law. And Boko Haram wants to do the same thing in Nigeria and ultimately to expand that out into the rest of Africa.
This is low-hanging fruit, we might say, in a kind of a cynical way. Do they entertain similar goals outside of their sphere of influence in the Western world as well? With about a minute here, Robert.
Yeah, absolutely, Todd. Very much so. I mean, Boko Haram is not threatened to strike in the West the way that the Islamic State has. But ultimately, the Boko Haram group has already said that they consider themselves to be part of the Islamic State caliphate, and they're going to keep moving out and keep expanding until they're stopped.
Do they hope also to, and we've seen a bit of this, to through the instantaneous communication of these events, to inspire people in the Western world, inspire Islamists in the Western world to act for their own part in a similar way? About 30 seconds.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about that at all, yes. And we've seen the Islamic State make direct calls for Muslims in the West to act, calls that have been heeded, calls to murder policemen and so on that were heeded in Canada, and there was an attempt in New York as well. And so these things definitely have an exemplary and imitative quality.
Robert Spencer is director of Jihad Watch. He is author of several books, including his latest, Arab Winter Comes to America, The Truth About the War We're In. We'll post a link to Jihad Watch under the Listen On Demand page at issuesetc.org. Robert, thank you very much for the update, and keep up the good work.
Thank you, Todd. You too.
Folks, there are just 12 days left in 2014. The year is winding down very quickly. Please consider making a year-end tax-deductible donation for the continuation and the expansion of the worldwide outreach of Issues, etc. You can always contribute online at secure, issuesetc.org. You can also make a financial gift by check. Make that check payable to Issues, etc. and send it to Issues, etc. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Here's the address again. Issues, etc., Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Now, for any sized year-end donation, we're going to send you an audio link of two sermons that I've preached, one on the season of Advent and the other on Christmas. If you donate by check, make sure you write in the memo line of your check your email address. That way, we'll be able to send you the link to that audio as well. Remember to write your email address in the memo line of your check if you're donating by check. Thanks for listening, and thanks for keeping us in mind right here at the end of the year. Monday on Issues, Etc., Pastor Tom Baker is going to lead us in a Sunday school lesson on the presentation of Jesus. That's when Jesus is brought into the temple 8 days old for his circumcision and his presentation at the end of the time for purification. Those things go together. We'll talk about all of that with Pastor Tom Baker. Then on Tuesday, an Issues, Etc. tradition, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? Thanks for listening.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Hi, this is Pastor Clayton from Zion Lutheran Church of Muscoota, Illinois, a proud supporter of Issues Etc. Zion is a congregation firmly grounded in God's grace given in the Word and Sacraments, where we treasure the timeless beauty of the liturgy. Zion is also a vibrant, young, family-friendly congregation where you would be warmly welcomed. Zion is located at 101 South Railway Street in Muscoota, Illinois, and we would love to share God's gifts of grace with you. For more information, please visit our website at zionmuscoota.com.
Do you want your neighbors and community to see what you're celebrating this Christmas season? Why not display an outdoor nativity in front of your home or your church? It's a great way to show others what Christmas is all about, the birth of our Savior Jesus Christ. Check out the Outdoor Nativity Store at OutdoorNativityStore.com. Durable, affordable, and American-made nativities, OutdoorNativityStore.com. OutdoorNativityStore.com.